And now it's time to say good morning to Anetsi on this chilly Thursday. And Anetsi, good morning. Welcome to the show this morning.
Good morning, Wayne.
And talking eggs this morning, the humble egg, the good and the bads and all about it. But they're generally good, aren't they?
Yes, they are indeed generally good. So I think in general, this is quite a controversial topic in terms of food and cholesterol. And I think some people are scared to eat eggs. But in across times, we've learned a little bit more about this. So currently, eggs are sort of the food that is consumed most across all age groups. And what we know, so obviously what people has got this perception that it's got and it can affect your cholesterol. Some people are scared of foodborne, you know, those foodborne diseases like salmonella because of the raw egg. And then what about heart health? So there's a lot of confusion out there. So I thought, let's maybe look what is inside of an egg and, you know, what's the good properties about an egg and the good scientific evidence that we do know we've got in eggs. And I think then after all of it, it's sort of each for its own to decide to create your opinion about the egg. So, firstly, medium egg is probably it's about 55 to 60 grams. That's sort of a medium egg. And if we look at the nutrient value of an egg, it's basically about 6.5 grams of protein that you can get from an egg, which is a significant amount of protein. If you think one protein exchange gives you 8 grams of protein, so then 6.4 is not bad. 4.6 grams of fat. So just to put that a little bit more into daily life perspective, we would count that as one fat exchange. So if you are somebody that knows a little bit about food groups and how to calculate, that would be one fat exchange. And then the monounsaturated fatty acid content of the fat would be higher than the saturate, which is great news for us. So 1.7 grams of monounsaturated fatty acids and 1.3 grams of saturated. So monounsaturated ones are the good guys. Those are the ones that we want to consume. And the saturated fats are the bad guys. We want to sort of avoid that. So a little bit of both. And then naturally containing cholesterol in an egg, 177 milligrams in one egg. So cholesterol was obviously in the past viewed as a negative nutrient. But what we know currently is that natural occurring cholesterol in food might have a lesser impact on your cholesterol than saturated fat consumption.
Okay.
So it seems like the consumption of saturated fat has got the negative effect on your cholesterol, whereas natural occurring cholesterol, for instance, liver, egg, some of your shellfish, naturally quite high in cholesterol, but that does not mean that that's got a direct impact on increasing your own cholesterol.
Okay.
So saturated fat seems like the very bad guy in terms of heart disease, increasing cholesterol. So that's sort of what we know currently. And then the egg yolk is one of the few naturally occurring food sources with vitamin D. And it also has got two very strong antioxidants in them, which is zeaxanthin and lutein. And both of these antioxidants really help to prevent age-related degeneration. So lutein is sort of known as the eye vitamin. So it really, really keeps eye health intact and also benefit your skin, your brain, and then your heart. Now, apart from the fact that there's a lot of cholesterol, well, not a lot of cholesterol, but cholesterol and fat in an egg, we also get lots of other vitamins in egg, which is your vitamin A, riboflavin, folate, vitamin B12, choline, biotin, phosphorus, iron, zinc, iodine, selenium, pathothenic acid, and vitamin D.
Wow.
So it's almost like a multivitamin.
Mm.
And then I actually went and I had a look. If you consume 100 gram of egg, so 100 gram of egg would be, give or take, 2 medium eggs would give you 100 gram of egg.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned that it was rich in vitamin D, but if we look at the recommended daily allowance, so that's sort of the RDA of vitamins and minerals that we are supposed to consume on a daily basis, you'll get 64% of your vitamin D from the 100 gram of egg that you consumed. And so vitamin D is directly responsible for bone and teeth health, for your calcium absorption, and also prevents a drop in vitamin D, and then helps to improve your immunity. Then when it comes to vitamin B12, you can actually get almost 100% of vitamin B12 needs from the egg. And vitamin B12 directly responsible for helping with red blood cell formation. It improves our immunity and obviously decreased tiredness and fatigue. You would always say people drink B complex or go for a B co-injection because they feel tired and lethargic. So we can actually get a decent amount of vitamin B12 from egg, as well as riboflavin, that's also a B vitamin, 35%, directly responsible for your energy metabolism, how your body absorbs iron. It's got an influence on vision, skin. It also protects our cells from oxidative stress. So oxidative stress is what affects the cell wall to be damaged and becomes abnormal, and then also tiredness and fatigue. Then 15% of folate, so obviously for childbearing women, this is very important because it prevents neural tube defects. Also rich in the 15% of your vitamin A's, which is vitamin A is immune function, also skin and iron metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
Phosphorus, 25% of your phosphorus will come from your egg, and also directly responsible for energy metabolism, bones, teeth, and normal cell membranes. 41% of your selenium content, which is also a very strong antioxidant, helps with our immunity, helps with thyroid health.
Mm-hmm.
So it keeps your thyroid healthy, also responsible for hair growth, for nails, as well as biotin, 40% biotin. Again, biotin and selenium goes hand in hand in terms of skin and hair. And then obviously with biotin, also directly responsible for your psychological function, also mucous membranes. Then iodine, again, very important in terms of thyroid function and production of thyroid hormone, how your body metabolizes energy, and then for normal skin and cognitive function. And 33% of iodine will come from your two eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And then although there's not a RDA for choline, you will get 285 milligrams, and the adequate intake should be 400. So it's again more than 50% of your requirements that is needed for choline you will get from your egg.
From egg.
Yes. So apart from the fact that it's really rich in protein and it contains a lot of vitamins, you can clearly see how much vitamins you can actually get from just consuming egg.
Mm-hmm. It's like a wonder food. One of these magical foods that just seems to have everything. It's almost too good to be true.
Yes, and this is something that's very easily available. Almost like every corner store, you will get some eggs. So really, really easy available. And then just on the cholesterol topic, there's been numerous trials that said up to 3 eggs a day can increase your HDL cholesterol marker, which is not a bad thing because that's our good cholesterol. And it also decreases your total insulin markers. So, which means that your body is not overproducing on insulin, which is also a good thing for us. And then when it comes to cholesterol, I think what people have to remember is individuals respond differently. So for some people, it had only increased HDL and not total cholesterol and LDL. And for others, they were increased in total cholesterol and LDL. So it all depends really on how your body works with cholesterol. So if you are a cholesterol absorber or, or if you are not a cholesterol absorber, and it's also got to do with how your body's ability to synthesize cholesterol. So if we don't consume cholesterol, our body will still synthesize cholesterol because it's something that we need. So this is truly a metabolic thing. And I think that's why it's difficult to say whether three eggs a day will be good or bad for your cholesterol. But there's so many other benefits that we can get from eggs. And then in terms of weight management, lots of studies have shown that after a meal with egg, there was a significantly lower desire to eat food because you were feeling fuller. And then they took the scoring. So the hunger scores were lower and the need for other food were also lower. So with all in all, if you consume egg in a meal, it will satisfy you and it will drop your craving desires, and that will directly have an impact on how much other energy you consume on a daily basis. So that it might lead to the fact that your total energy intake for the day will be lower, and it will actually, I don't want to say help you to lose weight, but to manage your weight or to maintain your weight. And also regarding your protein metabolism and your conservation of lean body mass, there's lots of evidence to support the protective effect. So whether you eat the whole egg or the egg white, obviously whole egg, the fat and the cholesterol and lots of the vitamins and minerals will be in the yolk, but then the white will be the protein.
Okay.
So, yeah, eggs can significantly increase your muscle strength and has been noted to prevent frailty. So I think with the aging process and even in the frail, increase in egg consumption can increase lean body mass and also muscle strength. So hand grip strength has been noted to increase in the elderly where there has been an increased consumption of egg. So I think it's a really good source of protein, number one. And if you are the person that's worried about cholesterol, then you can maybe eat two whole eggs and you can add more egg white to your daily consumption of egg for protein and for lean body mass preservation. That's sort of how you can handle the cholesterol plus the other benefit of protein in terms of egg.
And does it, I suppose this is a tricky one because we don't really know what goes in, but let's say, you know, eggs come from maybe free range or battery hen eggs. Is the one that much better than the other? I remember one of the adverts that went around, they taste so good because they eat so good or something like that, for one of the types of eggs that one could get. But, you know, obviously price is a factor. So your mass-produced eggs would probably be a little bit cheaper than, let's say, free-range. Are the benefits worth the costs, or is it the taste maybe that you say, wow, well, this is definitely tasting better, so I'm willing to maybe pay the premium?
Yeah, I think when it comes to, if you have to go and look, what do they actually feed that chicken? Is there any antibiotics involved in the whole process? I think that would be the main concern, is really the antibiotics or the hormones that goes to the chickens and the egg, because then you'd want to ask yourself, do I really want to consume three eggs a day that's been a chicken that's been fed with hormones and antibiotics? I think that is a whole other can of worms. So if you are the person that maybe chooses your protein source to be egg, I would definitely go maybe for free range. And I'm not 100% sure if free range necessarily means antibiotic or hormone free. You should actually, I think that's a sort of investigation that you have to do in terms of the brand that you choose by, and just make sure that you are buying a safe egg. So if that's your main source of protein, that at least it is hormone free. In terms of the egg. Apart from that, I know some people fortify, feed vitamins and minerals also to the chickens, which fortifies the egg in some or other way, because obviously you get the good benefits from the vitamins and the minerals. So I think just choose wisely, read a little bit about whoever's eggs you decide to buy. yes. And I think obviously if you're fortunate enough to have your own chickens, that's amazing. But not all of us are that fortunate. So I think in conclusion, give or take 7 to 14 eggs a week could be beneficial for the most of the population in terms of nutrient density and also providing a good quality protein that can protect our lean body mass and obviously also keep us, our tummies happy and full. Obviously it's a good quality meal, and all in all it can lead to support your weight management. And I just want to mention one last thing. There was also studies that shown that because people normally eat egg with something else, for instance egg and bacon, egg on toast or toasted sandwich, or so what goes with that egg, what processed food am I consuming with that egg? So the processed meat are the ones very high in saturated fat. So we have to separate the two from each other and also realize that the bacon with the egg is, the bacon's maybe the problem and not necessarily not the egg.
Right, right.
And the toasted egg and bacon with all the saturated margarine and the trans fats that's going with that, those are the bad guys and not the poached egg or the boiled egg or the scrambled egg in its natural state as a sole source of protein and maybe a breakfast. And I think people forget about that little part of breakfast. It's not only the egg.
It's not only the egg. Yeah, it's, as you say, it depends what else you're going to eat it with. The egg gets a bad rap. Meanwhile, it's the bacon.
It's the bacon. It's the processed food. Unfortunately, whether we want to know it or not, we definitely have to put our focus on how much processed food we consume and try to definitely regulate the amounts that we consume on a weekly basis.
Okay. Yes. But like you say, you know, you it's all good and well looking at the one item, but what else are you having with it is this going to affect, you know, what else am I adding? The good from the one is maybe being outdone by something else.
Also, the cooking method, maybe don't fry that egg, rather use a nonstick pan, make a scrambled egg, boil the egg. Do poached egg in water definitely contributes to cholesterol in the end, is the way that egg is prepared.
Right. That makes sense as well. Wow, interesting little object the egg is, and you have renewed respect for the chickens that go to a lot of work every day to lay the eggs for us.
Yes.
But Annette, if you want to, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, maybe they need to put together a plan of any sort eating wise, how do they get in touch?
More than welcome to contact me on 084-609-3989, or they can find me on Instagram at Unitsi.
Unitsi, thank you very much. Have a great day, great week, and we'll chat again next week.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
Thank you then. That's Unitsi with today's Nutrition Chat, and the chat will be on our website later on today as well.